Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast on this Friday, February 19th. And I have Cincinnati safety Derek Forrest joining the Pro Football Chase podcast. So, Derek, thanks for joining me. How are you doing today?
You're welcome. And I'm doing great today, man. I got some nice field work in earlier, so I'm feeling good.
Good to hear, Derek. Let's talk about your resume at Cincinnati. You received honorable mention, all AAC honors this season, compiling 40 total tackles, 31 solo, 2 interceptions, 1 pass defense in a successful 9-1 campaign. How special was your senior season considering the impact of COVID-19?
I'll say that my senior season was it was very special because during camp, a lot of our guys, they didn't really buy into the season because a lot of the different schools were canceling their seasons, like the Big Ten. So I felt like just being able to go out there and play this year was a great honor. And me being a captain of my team, I feel like that was a bigger honor because we fought through so much and we made it to that New Year's Six Bowl and we accomplished a lot as a team.
Derek, you finished your Cincinnati career with 200 total tackles, 6 interceptions. What can you say about the Bearcat football program and the impact it had on you?
I can say that the Cincinnati program molded me into a guy that's going to be a great character guy, a stand-up guy. And I feel like they are preparing me to be the best that I can be in the NFL. I feel like a lot of my teammates helped me throughout the way. We had a great coaching staff over there, Coach Fick, Coach Freeman, a lot of our individual coaches. But I just feel like Cincinnati has molded me into the man I am today, and they're going to keep helping me on my way to the league.
I'm glad you mentioned Luke Fickell because he is highly regarded in the college ranks and has turned Cincinnati into a powerhouse, not only in the conference, but on a national level, Derek. How has he been instrumental in your success as a person and player?
Coach Fick has been a great role model for me. He's a great coach. He goes out there and he can literally watch the whole defense at once. And he's going to keep us on top of our thing. So I feel like Coach Fick was a great coach for me. He was a great role model. And he believed in me because he allowed me to be the captain on this team. And I just feel like Coach Fick is like, he's always going to be a guy that I speak to and think highly of.
A lot of athletes use the transfer portal these days, Derek, and you stayed at Cincinnati all 4 years and being a team captain in 2020. How much satisfaction does it give you knowing that you played all of your 4 years at one program and became one of its top leaders?
It gives great satisfaction. I feel like I hold myself to a high standards when it comes to loyalty and respect. So I feel like me staying there, it shows a lot about me, and it shows a lot about how I feel about that program.
On to the bowl game. You mentioned that earlier in one of your responses, Derek. You played number 9, Georgia. In the final game of your college career in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, you recorded 9 tackles. It was a 24-21 loss. I'm sure it was a painful way to go out. But why was playing in a game of that significance so important for you and the program moving forward?
I feel like it was so important for our program because it was our test to show that we can play with any team in the country. We went out there and we battled all the way literally into the last seconds. And Cincinnati's on the rise. So in the next few years, we're going to be one day. I feel like they're going to be in the college football playoffs. But I feel like for myself, it was just a game that I can go out there and show my talent because a lot of people, they overlook conferences that aren't in the Power 5. And we have a lot of talent on our team and in our conference. So I felt like we went out there and showed that our conference needs more respect and our city and our program needs more respect.
What can you offer to an NFL team? What are some intangibles that you bring to the table?
One, I'm a guy that's always going to give great effort. I'm a leader, so I'm a guy that's never going to ask someone to do something I want to do myself. And I'm a guy that's going to go out there and I'm going to play smart. I like to outplay my opponents. And then I hate losing more than I love winning. So I'm a guy that's always going to play to win.
You know, versatility is key to make it in the NFL. Is that something you can provide in the secondary?
Absolutely. I feel like once I get to the league and I perfect with the right coaching, I can play nickel.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm not too big. A lot of my coverage in college, it came in zone. So I feel like once I get the right coaching, I can be well in man. And then I feel like I can play a lot of special teams. I'm not a guy that's afraid to get out there and play special teams. So I feel like I'll be a very versatile player in the league.
You picked off 6 passes throughout your college career, and some really good defensive backs at the college level can only get 1. So that speaks volumes about your ability to track down the ball in coverage. Why don't you talk about those instincts to be an impact playmaker?
I just feel like a lot of it comes from film study and practice. Practice makes perfect. So if you're not going hard in practice, you're never going to be able to make plays on the field unless you're just like a super athlete. So a lot of those habits come from film study and practice, but I also feel like I have great instincts once I get out there on the field. I can diagnose the offense, read their routes and their combinations, and it allows me to make plays on the ball like I have throughout my career.
Speaking on film study, are there any current or former NFL safeties that you like to watch?
I like to watch guys like Brian Dawkins and guys like Tyrann Mathews. Tyrann Mathews, he's a great safety right now in the league. He's very dynamic. He's very versatile, and he makes a lot of risky things that pay off in the end, and I love it. So I think guys like him allow me to go out there and play dynamic.
I know run stuffing is part of your arsenal as a safety, Derek. It's something that you don't shy away from. And I know the NFL is evolving into a pass-first league, but safeties that can come up and make plays in the backfield are still highly sought after. How can you replicate that at the next level?
I love tackling. It's just something about opposing my will on another person that it gives me very hype. So in the league, I feel like I can do the same thing as I did in college. And if they want me in the box, I can play physical in the box. So I feel like that game is going to transition over, and I'm just going to keep becoming more physical.
You've been training leading up to April's draft. You actually have a little bit of a break, and that's why you're on the podcast. So who have you been training with?
I'm training down in XP right now. It's been very great. Hopefully on pro day I can impress people with my numbers, because a lot of people may not know how athletic I really am, just because it doesn't always pop out on film. So once we get the pro day and people see my numbers, I think they're going to be impressed.
Take me through what a typical day looks like for you there in training, Derek. I mean, are you touching on all facets of the game, speed, strength, agility? What does that look like?
Yes, sir. We touch base on pretty much everything. Most of the days, like Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we're going to be doing two workouts, early morning session, where we're going to do like running and stuff. And then in the afternoon, we're going to lift. And then we get out there and we touch the field a couple times, and we perfect our position work. So we're doing just about a little bit of everything. And we do 40 work a couple times a week. So that's going to be very important.
What do you want NFL teams to know about your character? I know you've talked a little bit about how you are a big time leader, obviously a captain this past season, but when it comes to making an organization better, not only on the field, but off the field, and being a key cog in the community, how can you provide that type of player for an NFL franchise?
I feel like that will be easy for me. I'm a guy that holds myself to high standards, even off the field. I graduated in 3.5 years just because I wanted to accomplish that for myself and for my community. I feel like I feel like giving back is something that's very important to me, coming from where I come from. So just showing the kids that you can make a way no matter where you come from, no matter the circumstances that you come from. So giving back to the community is going to be always something that's easy for me, because it's just something that's going to be coming from my heart. And then off the field, when it comes to like issues, a team is never going to have an issue out of me, because I just feel like you have to be respectful, and the less amount of issues that you have off the field, the less amount of issues you'll have on the field. So it correlates to me.
And lastly, Derek, I have to ask, I know that diet is such a big thing for you all as you prepare for the NFL, nutrition. Is there one meal that you absolutely look forward to every single week?
Yeah, so Fixing is hooking us up down here in Fort Lauderdale. And we have steak and potatoes, and it's like it's a garlic steak and potatoes, and it's very good with asparagus. So I look forward to having that every week.
Dang, man, you're making me hungry over here, Derek. That sounds good, man. Steak, potatoes, doing what you got to do to keep your body in the top form, competing out there with other draft prospects. That's what it's all about, Derek. And I can't wait to see you get to that next level. I know big things are in store for you based on what you're able to accomplish at Cincinnati. So my hat's off to you. Blessings the rest of the way.
Thank you. You too.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.